Well, I reckon our next guest has seen enough of the Western Bulldogs. Thanks, Dave Stanley. We'll see you in about 1 hour's time. But Leon Cameron, the coach at GWS, has kindly given him his time. G'day, Leon.
Terry, how are you?
Good, good. Very, very well, mate. Firstly, congratulations on what was an unbelievably good season, but you'd love to be busy this week.
Yeah, it's a bit disappointing not preparing for a game tomorrow, but that's the breaks. Unfortunately, we fell short about, as we know, a goal, and you know, it was obviously a cracking game, but didn't go our way.
It didn't, mate. You just couldn't get that break on them. I watched it all, and it was an intriguing match, but you just couldn't shed them. They were always there.
Yeah. No, we just couldn't get into rhythm at times. And look, their defense was good, and they've had a terrific year. And you know, you finish third for a reason. And that's where we finish. I mean, there's two sides that are playing this weekend, and we've got to accept that and move on and see if we can climb back up there again.
Okay. Well, you know these teams so well. How do you see the grand final unfolding, Leo?
Look, we played the Swans a few weeks ago. We probably woke them up a little bit, which is a bit scary because they've been probably the best team in the competition. They finished first, so the danger with the Swans is that their starts are so good, and we've seen that in the last 2 weeks. And if they start really well, then it's really going to be hard for, you know, the Dogs to claw them back. But you're probably just going over the betting before. It's just such an even game because both sides' midfields are probably the first and second best mids in the competition. So when you have that, you think there's probably going to be even supply forward to footy. I think Franklin's probably going to, you know, he normally averages his 3 or 4 goals against the Bulldogs, so I think he's going to have a fair say in the game. But you can't take away this spirit that these Dogs have got.
No.
It's just something that's probably captured the AFL world. And, you know, if they happen to get up, it's going to be one of the biggest, stories that we've seen in a long, long time.
Look, you can read whatever you like, but, you know, watching this contest unfold, Leon, yeah, it looked like that was their grand final in a way, knocking you guys off and making it, you know, but I'm sure, knowing their spirit and club culture, they wouldn't be happy with that. But, geez, they carried on like it was a grand final.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's been 55 years for a long time now. I mean, that can be a danger, but I suppose the only thing going, you know, I mean, in saying that, they've done it for 3 weeks now, and I think everyone's probably think, oh, well, when are you going to fall over? And they just haven't. They've come through the game pretty healthy. They haven't made a change. So 5 of the guys that they brought in just before the finals, were probably in their top 10 players. So they missed a fair bit of footy leading up to the finals. So they're actually really fresh, and they're actually playing on top of the ground. So I think that... I don't think that's going to be the case. I reckon they'll take it right up the Swans. In saying that, the Swans are in prime spot, and they will be, you know, obviously upset from 2 years ago when they got beaten by the Hawks.
Big time. The Bulldogs, I'm pretty sure the Bulldogs have got the Swans the last 2 times they've taken them on, the last 2 years. So they've been a bit of a bogey team.
Yeah, and look, everyone's probably looking for that little angle or that, you know, what's going to be the difference. And you're right, I mean, they have got them by a kick. Both times, and which is quite unique. And some sides you just don't like playing because of that reason, and some sides you probably have the wood over. And there's no doubt that those, you know, the Dogs would be thinking, well, we match up really well, and they do. They match up really well against the Swans. So, look, my heart's with obviously the Bulldogs because of the 18 years I spent there. But it's probably the Swans are in the prime spot, and I'd love to see the Bulldogs win, but I think. If I had to pick a winner, I think the Swans might just get up.
And just quickly, mate, it appears to be terrific news. You've been able to keep Stevie Johnson there. He had an offer to coach at Richmond, but he'll go around and he'll play significant minutes and help the younger guys.
Yeah, look, we'll he's going to have a little minor knee operation to Tuesday. We feel as though he's going to do a really good pre-season, and from there, hopefully he can contribute in the way he did this year. But it's great that, you know, both parties have you know, we've really looked forward to 2017, and he's such a competitive player that I know he'll be ready to go next year.
Thanks for your time, Leon, and once again, mate, congrats on a great season.
Good on you, guys. Thanks for it. Cheers.